I've pastored churches for a long time, and if anything's going to break down at the facility, it will happen on Sunday. The air conditioning will quit on Easter Sunday. I've seen the septic tank overflow in the parking lot on Sunday. It's difficult enough to get people to come to church. They don't need to walk through sewage on the way in. I officiated at a wedding in East Georgia, and a bat flew into the worship center and dove at the bride and groom repeatedly. I wondered, what's next? Paul preached salvation that's only found in Jesus, and for his faithfulness, notice the details of his persecution in 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 27. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Paul must have been wondering, what's next? In the midst of his torture, notice the direction of his praise in verse 30 and 31. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. So Paul gives praise to God in his crisis, in his persecution, that it brings forth his weaknesses. Then notice his deliverance in verse 32 and 33. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas had the city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands. God provided him a way of escape. Paul's ministry was not finished. We look at our stay-at-home mandate and COVID-19. Our students can't attend schools. We may only go to the grocery store or pharmacy. Our medical professionals, grocery clerks, pharmacy employees, truck drivers, first responders, they're all on the front lines. Then we had a storm on April the 13th, and people experienced property damage, and others, loss of life. Don't let your faith drown in these details. God is sovereign, and He deserves our praise, and we will know deliverance in His timing. Paul went all the way to his death with this belief in 2 Corinthians 5:6-8. Therefore, we're always confident and know that as long as we're at home in the body, we're away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We're confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Don't dwell on the what next. The Lord already knows what next, and He'll provide for us.